This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Gary Slater. I'm doing a plumbing and heating course.
Welcome to the trade shows. Today we're joined by Gary Slater, who is doing his practical training with ATO. Hi Gary, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Gary, could you just brief us on your career up to date, please?
I'm a mechanical body fit. I work on crash repair cars. And I'm going
and
for
how
change.
Long have you been doing that for, Gary?
30 years.
You've had plenty of experience in that industry. And was there anything which inspired you to enter the plumbing route?
I did it for a few years when I was younger with my father-in-law. And I've absolutely fed up with working on cars now, so I thought I'd have a career change.
So you fancy changing career, you phoned about T4TS, and you came down to do your practical training. How are you finding it, Gary?
This training's very good. Good facilities, very informative. Get loads of good tips on how to do your job as well as formal tips, you know, so it's quite good.
Can you tell us about the things you have been doing so far in your practical training?
Absolutely, all sorts of bathroom fitting, pipe bending, measuring, steel pipe work, radiators, all aspects really.
Gary, having done the practical training with ATL now, are there any things which you would normally have done differently before your practical training in centre?
Well, years ago, I used to do pipe bending by using springs. Now it's all modernised. Most of the equipment's more modern, really. It's a lot of different things, really. I don't know, just general knowledge is better now than it was. It's things I didn't know about that I know now.
So what you're saying, the laws of physics would never change. What changes is the technology and the way things are slightly
that's
different.
That's it, yeah, plus rules and regulations.
Really. And in your case, obviously, you're quite lucky because you have had previous experience in the plumbing industry. But what would you say to those people who had perhaps little or no experience at all about the plumbing industry?
Obviously, get yourself on a good course. I'd say, yeah, go for it. But it depends if you're practical. That's really a lot to do with this type of thing. You need to be pretty practical-minded.
In that way, Gary, what do you think are the most important qualities which plumbers need to possess today?
I think good practical hand skills, just general education really, don't have to be super intelligent, but basically being a very practical type person, be able to change your hand to different things.
And Gary, how did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life?
Just do plenty of studying. Just have to work hard at studying, have to set the time aside and make sure you actually do it. Don't just leave it for another day. If you leave for another day, it'd be another day and another day.
Did you follow any particular schedule or you just stick into it?
I used to make sure I do at least an hour a day studying, and then on the weekends I used to spend 3 or 4 hours every weekend at least, each Saturday or Sunday. So just make sure you actually take it all in.
And do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students how they could do better in their training?
Basically, just study and concentrate. That's all you can do. There's not really much more I could say.
And is there anything which you have particularly enjoyed doing in your practical training?
Just actually coming to college is quite good because all their tutors here are fully experienced plumbers and they know what they're talking about. It's quite a breath of fresh air to have someone actually know exactly what they're talking about, so it's quite good for you. And it gives you confidence.
And what is the big plan for you, Gary, after you finish your course and become qualified? What would you like to do?
I want to be self-employed and just general maintenance of plumbing. That's the type of thing I want to do.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan for you, Gary. We wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining the trade show today.
Thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.